Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening. Decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Radio Update. It looks like Cap should have gone to court instead of settling. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick and current NFLer Eric Reid are going to receive less than $10 million in total, according to the Wall Street Journal, in their settled collusion grievance against the National Football League. Kaepernick and Reid face a difficult challenge in court to meet the burden of proof for collusion as defined in the league's collective bargaining agreement. Cap drawing national attention in 2016 when he knelt for the national anthem and severed his contract with the 49ers back in March of 2017. Reid still in the league after signing a three-year deal with the Panthers in February, worth more than $22 million. Breaking news just in, just seconds ago, Justin Houston, former Kansas City linebacker, signing on with the Indianapolis Colts. This one smells like a great day for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays signing left-handed ace Ian Snell to a five-year, $50 million extension, and this deal does not include any options. The Fireballer won the AL Cy Young Award last season, posting an incredible 21-5 record with a crazy low 1.89 ERA and 0.97 whip in just under 182 innings of work there. Still with the NFL, the New Orleans Saints are giving Drew Brees another top weapon. The Saints expected to sign talented tight end Jared Cook. Cook, a monster for a very bad Raiders team last year. He racked up 866 yards receiving and six touchdowns. Giddy up, everybody. Yeehaw! March Madness in full swing. Let's go. Our first upset of the tournament. Number 10, Minnesota, taking out number 7, Louisville, 86-76, the final. Number 3, LSU, beat 14, Yale, 79-74. Tigers win, but Bulldogs cover the number. Bulldogs cover. Crazy games on the go. Number 12, New Mexico, and number 5, Auburn. This one went right down to the wire. Auburn hanging on for dear life with a 78-77 win. Aggies missing a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have got them the win. Florida State pulling away a little bit from 13 seed Vermont, 59-51 in the second. Games on the go. Number 15 Bradley versus number 2 Michigan State. Bradley up 35-34 just before halftime, 13 seconds left there. Number 11 Belmont up on Maryland, 29-19. Here's the rest of the sked tipping off now. Number 13 Northeastern taking on number 4 Kansas, 6.5, 143 at 4:30. Number 12, Murray State battles number 5, Marquette. Marquette, minus 3 favorites, 153. The late session kicks in at 6:50 Eastern as number 10, Florida meets number 7, Nevada. The Wolfpack, minus 2.5, 135 is your over-under. 7:10, number 2, Kentucky versus 15, Abilene Christian. Wildcats, minus 20, 132. Kentucky star and leading scorer for the team, P.J. Washington, ruled out tonight. 7:20, number 11, St. Mary's versus number 6, Villanova. Villanova laying 4, 129 at 7:20. Number 16, Fairleigh Dickinson, winner of the play-in game versus number 1 seed Gonzaga. They get going. Late session kicks off with number 15, Montana, and number 2, Michigan. That's a 9:20 tip. Wolverines minus 15, 129.5. 10 seed Seton Hall, they're playing on Wofford, 2.5-point favorites, 145, 950. Number 14, Old Dominion takes on 3-seed Purdue. Purdue, 12.5-point favorites, 127. Last game of the night, it is Syracuse and Baylor. That tips off at 957. The Cuse, minus 2, 130. Jimmer Fredette coming back to the NBA. The Phoenix Suns have agreed to a 2-year deal with the 30-year-old guard. He spent the last 3 seasons in China and is averaging 36 points a game for the Shanghai Sharks. He averaged 7.4 points a game on 42% 3-point shooting with Sacramento back in 2012-13. Six-pack of games in the NBA tonight. Denver, minus 8.5 at Washington, 230. Minnesota at Charlotte. Hornets, minus 5.5, 222. Utah, 7.5 at Atlanta, 225.5. Detroit, minus 8.5 at the Phoenix Suns, 218. Dallas travels to Sacramento. Kings, minus 9, 230. And Indiana takes on Golden State in the late game. Warriors, 11-point favorites, 219. A beautiful send-off for Ichiro today, a standing O from the crowd in Tokyo and from 45-year-old legend Ken Griffey Jr. And the Mariners getting it done again. They moved to 2-0 on the season with a 5-4 win over Oakland in 12 innings. More bad news for the A's. They're shutting down pitching prospect Jesus Luzardo. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks. 12 games in the National Hockey League tonight. We'll break them all down. In golf, round one of the PGA's Valspar Championship underway at Famed Copperhead. Joel Damon and Sepp Straka share the lead at 5 under par. Russell Knox, Kevin Kisner, and veteran Luke Donald one shot back. Stay tuned, everybody. Gabe Morenci hosts his Red Heat and Rage with me, Cam Stewart. We'll break down the whole NCAA tournament, all the lines, the NBA, the NHL, and everything on the betting board tonight. So stay here. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. The madness continues as Florida State and Vermont throw it down right now. Florida State up 9. With about 3 minutes left in this basketball game. Vermont, the Catamounts, just hit a much-needed three. And if you guys notice, the theme of the day so far is that the numbers, they're sharp, sharper than a rusty nail in an old lady's basement. This game's going to come down to the number, it all depends on when you got the number. So I'm Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down in our Weehawken, Hoboken, New Jersey studios on the other side of the Hudson. Cam Stewart's in Toronto. And you know he's in Toronto because he knows there's 12 NHL games tonight. And, Cam, I just heard you say we're going to break down every NHL game this evening.
So that's a lie.
I assume you're going to break down every NHL game this evening because I'm not.
Excellent. Excellent.
I can look at the board and sort of whatever, but – yeah, you know what I mean? This show is basically just going to be a live betcast in-game tracking what's going on here.
That's true, Gabe. As an updater, I'm a liar to the listeners. We'll go through the lines. We'll talk about the games. But you're right. It's all basketball all the time. And I think just imagining what we talked about, you're off to a pretty good start. Yale covering the number. It looked like LSU, they were smoking these guys for a while. Nice comeback by Yale. Hell, they would have won the game outright probably if their best player could hit a shot. He had one of his worst collegiate games at a bad time there. And, yeah, you said it. Auburn, New Mexico State, I think you were on the Aggies there. So far, you said it. Sharp numbers. Things coming down to the wire. And so far, the dogs look like they're barking.
Yeah, we will look. Hopefully, I can close this one out. The problem is the number just kept plummeting with the Vermont game. The point spread just kept going lower and lower. And I got so many bets, man. I'm not even sure what I have in this game. But so far, Cam, 10-2-1 now since this tournament's began. We're 10-2-1 with Vermont any over pending, and we'll see what happens here. One thing I like about these NCAA tournament games, there's generally going to be a lot of late points. You don't get late points like you used to. Like, teams used to always foul and stuff late in games. They don't anymore. Like, yeah. you don't get any NBA at all. College, you will sometimes, but not much. But in these tournament games, coaches will play to the final whistle. So 2 minutes can be an eternity. We're trying to sweat home the total here, Cam. And I think it was 132.5, 133. Like I said, I got a lot of bets going here, but I really like to keep this hot streak going.
If it's 132.5 and we're looking at 66, 658 with 2 minutes left, I think we're going to get there. I think that's a number that's attainable. So far, the overs have been there too, Morenci. I've seen like a lot of these teams, like it's exactly what we talked about, the opposite. Who's one of the worst three-point shooting teams? Minnesota. What do? They light it up. They're hitting everything in sight. They couldn't miss it. Like, it was unbelievable. Everything we've talked about, the pundits, whatever. Oh, this team can't shoot the three. Prairie View A&M, they're lights out three. Minnesota's lights out three. Opposites are happening. Auburn's lucky to even be in this tournament, man. They almost pissed that game away against New Mexico. Very, very fortunate. Not very impressed so far by those guys, Gabe.
Cam Stewart. Throwing it down in Toronto, Ontario. We're in New York, New Jersey. We're going to be in Atlantic City tomorrow afternoon. Throwing it down at the sports books. A big man on campus will join us from Atlantic City. Babano's on the radar. The Daily Roto crew, all that and more. Game time decisions continues.
Go, O'Reilly. Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Game Time Decisions. Ready to Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio and iHeart. Now on YouTube, as we sweat out at the end of this game, it's getting away from Vermont right now. Florida State now up by 11 points. They're up by 11. There's a minute and a half left. We're on the Catamounts, but we've got a double unit on the over and one. So we have twice as much on the over this game. It's lurking. Ah, he misses the three.
That would have been it.
You got to foul him. What are you doing?
You got to foul him. You're down 11. Foul him.
Don't quit, guys. We're just talking about fouls. Come on.
Anyway.
Man.
You know what another thing that really bothers me, Gabe, in the separation between college and pros? You got to know, the thing is, you got to know the game situation is time clock. There was a game, the kid didn't even know they were up three. I get it. It's going to happen once in a while, but you got to keep your head on a swivel. And if you're not going to foul, then don't. You either do it at the start of the shot clock, not with 2 to 4 seconds left. It happens continuously, man. Like, when you're down the stretch, you got to foul a minute. That ball's inbound. Get on that guy. Grab his arm. Do something. Don't, you know, make sure you get fouled right in the first couple seconds when the clock's ticking. I see so many fouls between 2 and 4 seconds left in the shot clock. That's not going to get it done when you're trailing. That's just stupid.
Yeah, and I don't understand why more, too, college coaches don't play foul game more in the last couple of minutes. You have nothing to lose.
These kids get nervous. You saw New Mexico State. You saw them, Gabe. They can't hit the guy had 3 free throws, and he misses, right? Like, they're nervous.
If you're Vermont. Yeah, they're nervous, Kim. I know. if you're Vermont... If you're Vermont, you're out of time. Like, you're running out of time. You're better off just stalling and putting them on the free throw line all the time. I talked about it. That's Valvano. That's how Valvano won his championship. He put them on the free throw line. And especially these college kids, they, you know, some of these kids are assassins. It's sort of like the NBA. All right, there's a three ball for Vermont. But
what's your total?
Like 132.5, 133.
So at 132 right now. This
yeah, there's a minute left. We should be all right.
Yep.
They're down by 10. Now I'm hoping I got 8.5 with Vermont. So I'm getting 8.5 with the Catamounts. So now we played a little the free throw game. But like I said, I have more on the over. I'll take it. We'll move on. That's all you can do, survive and advance in this tournament. But, you don't see it much anymore. Like I said, though, Cam, like most of these kids, like these teams, they're just like NBA teams. Like there were kids on LSU. They weren't missing free throws. Like they were deadly at the end. Swish, 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 swish. You know, one kid was 87%, 85%. They weren't missing. And, you know, you had a kid that was 57%. He missed one. And same thing with the NBA. You know, NBA players miss free throws, too, like all the time. It's one thing that's the frustrating thing about the NBA. NBA, they'll make them a little more than college guys, but I'd like to see the percentage between NBA free throws and college free throws and NCAA women free throws. I bet you the chicks hit at a higher percentage.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm willing to take that bet. I bet they don't. Yeah, I don't think they do.
We're going to have to ask our research team to look this up.
Yeah, I could hire a kid in my backyard as the research guy, but yeah.
NBA league.
You.
Free throw percentage. All right, so this is how we roll. All right. League averages. Basketball reference. All right, here we go. Okay, free throw percentage. Free throw percentage. And, of course, here we go. Okay, this year, Cam, 0.766, 766. That's in the NBA. So 76%. It's not too great.
All right.
NCAA women's free throw. Percentage. All right. Here we go. Current stats. I don't want every team. I need for the overall.
The league.
Yeah. All right. I need overall. Overall. Come on, man. This is where things get tricky. NCAA leaders. NCAA women's free throw percentage.
I think it's going to be around like 70, 71 tops.
We need somebody to help us out on this because this isn't the most ever done.
It just told me I was on like a insecure site. I'm like, it says list of NCAA women. I see 66%. No, that's not going to work. Yeah, I wish we had like a super kid. Like just very, very fast.
It's annoying. It's annoying. I found... like I said, I found it right away for the NBA because it's the NBA. So you can find it for the NBA, but I'm having a trickier time. So somebody needs to come on, Larry and Wawa, help us out here. Where's old man in Boston when you need him, Cam?
Great question. Free throw percentage calculator. No, that's
Sean,
not going to work.
Sean in the pit right now, in for Yang once again today.
What's up, Sean?
You know, maybe Sean can help us. What's the NCAA men's free throw percentage? I'm telling you, I think the women, Cam, hit more. I'm willing to bet.
I'm saying
they hit more than this NCAA do, I bet.
No way.
Yeah.
I think the top women do, but I think over an average, I think they do miss. But we'll see. Well, we would like to see how things are going here.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to find out.
I don't either.
I'm trying here, Cam.
I just clicked on everything. I said, but you can't. It doesn't get what I need. It has statistics, everything else, but calculator. That's not going to work. I'm done.
I know. Then you get frustrated. It happens to me. Trust me. Select this list. Statistic. Yeah, free throws, but not by team. I want overall. Oh dear God! All right, so this is something I guess we're gonna have to move on with our lives without knowing.
We will.
These lights are pissing me off. Like there's like a reflection somewhere here. It's kind of dark. We got these lights here. I'm getting upset here. It's like Costanza. George getting upset. All right,
that would be your game's inside seven. They just hit a three. You might hit double. That would make you happy winning both bets. Hell, that would make me very happy.
And we've hit the over so far. The over gets there. So listen, we should know Bradley's up 35-34 at the half on Michigan State.
Good karma. Yeah. To have the coach on your show. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know who we had on today? Actually, we had the coach on of North Dakota State.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they won last night.
Play-in winners, yep. So expect them to do good things. Maybe you just ride every coach you have on your show. You just take the point spread with them as a good karma play. You're 1-0 so far. Actually, you know, don't want to jinx it. Sorry, Bradley's doing very well so far. Good start.
Yeah, but the thing is, Cam, North Dakota State are playing Duke.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a big problem. But the spread will be, what's the spread going to be? 30?
27.5.
Yeah, it'll be like 30 by game time, 29.5. People will still bet Duke at that number. People will bet Duke at that number, I think, Gabe. I really do.
Yeah, I think Johnny Public will. You know, that's a lot of points. I'll tell you what, when we go over the trends, Mark Lawrence, you know, from his playbook's got a bunch of one-seed trends. I think, Cam, the one seeds that are favored by 22 or more points are, I think they're just 8-22 against the spread.
Huh.
A lot of it's points.
Sure is.
In a 40-minute game. All right.
Yeah, dude, I see Gonzaga's 28.5.
Oh, Vermont's quitting. Yeah, don't.
No, they fouled him.
I would have preferred if they quit down six.
Excellent point. What's the line? 7.5?
8.5.
Oh, 8.5. Okay.
I hope it wasn't 7.5. Dear.
You better hope not.
Yeah.
Duke 27 right. Flat right now. 27.
Big man on campus is going to join us. Cam says the kids are nervous. Hell, I'm nervous.
It's true.
Yeah, what's making me nervous? They're nervous, Gabe. I'm like, yeah, I know they're nervous. You don't have to tell me they're nervous. Poor kid. How about that idiot kid on New Mexico State, Cam? He's going to tie the game, and then he kicks it out for three, and then his buddy misses the free throw.
Exactly.
Rain it! Make it rain.
Here's the deal with Bradley, and here's the deal with their Missouri Valley Conference. They are 10-0 straight up in round ones in the last 7 years. Teams from the Missouri Valley in this spot right now, and they always come in 13, 14, 15, 16, you know, they are an incredible 10-0 straight up, not against the numbers, straight up the last 7 years. Now, it's going to end
like
here today.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, our radio continues. I am Gabriel Moretti, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, now on YouTube starting this week. We're talking college basketball. We're tracking all the games. Bradley and Michigan State, second half has just started. It's 39-37 Bradley. Like I said, it just started. Michigan State are -8.5 in game. The total is 144.5. I don't know. It feels a little low, actually, but Michigan State probably step up. Now, we're absolutely killing it so far, guys. Got to keep this going. You're only as good as your next play.
Cha-ching, cha-ching,
cha-ching. Now sit in, Cam. 12-2-1, baby.
Told you. I knew you were going to hit both there. I saw the number.
12-2-1. Hell of a run.
This is what we call in the business a heater. You're on a heater right now. When I play blackjack, we call it the Tootsie Roll. As the chips continue to increase,
keep the party
rolling. We love Tootsie Rolls. You want to see a big, big stack of cash the size of a burger bag. Just keep that cash going. You want to stack it, baby. Good, Morenci. You're feeling it right now. Keep the vibes positive.
All right, so we're on Belmont on the money line right now. They're up by 6. They're at the half. Let's bring Big Man on campus in and get a second-half opinion here. Big Man is he's in Atlantic City right now. Are you in the room or are you in the sports book right now, Big Man?
I'm in the room, guys, right now. I came up for a little bit. I've been down there since like 9:30 this morning, so I'm taking a few hours here.
So what's
How
it like?
Guys?
I've seen the gifs from people or the videos online from people in Atlantic City, and it doesn't seem to be overly like packed. You know, there's people there, but it doesn't seem like it's standing wall to wall. What's it like there as far as the crowd at the sports books?
Yeah, at Ocean Resort, which I've been since Tuesday, it's outside of the sports book, it is dead. I mean, you go anywhere throughout the casino, nothing is open really at all. I mean, that will change over the weekend, but I mean, you have one or two restaurants open, and the sports book's kind of busy. You had to get there real early to get. Any kind of seat there. The problem with the Ocean Resort Sportsbook is there's not a particularly big amount of seating. It's a few tables as well, but outside of the Sportsbook, it's pretty dead. It's also, it's raining pretty hard down here. You don't really see a ton of people on the street or anything, but I know Borgata opened up a couple big conference rooms, and Tropicana seemingly had a pretty good crowd, I heard. So, yeah, outside of the book here, guys, it's pretty dead. I mean, I walk out to my hotel room every few hours, and I don't see anybody really. It's pretty dead outside of the book.
It is Thursday, as you stated. It's raining in New York right now, Jersey, etc. It's Thursday. I'll be getting there tomorrow afternoon, so I'm definitely gonna live in a place up camp tomorrow afternoon in Atlantic City.
You and Big Rigs, yeah, that's the thing. I could tell you Morenci's stages there, Big Man. I know when the party really starts is when he gets into the drinks with fruit. It starts off a couple, a little bit loud with the beers, but once he starts getting those daiquiris going, it's over.
Here's one thing I will tell you guys, and I hate to hurt the party possibly, but it is very difficult down here. You got to go to casinos that give you free drinks because Ocean Resort does not do that. You got to pay for everything you do there. So if I were you guys, and it's up to you, but Ocean Resort's probably the last place you want to go to party.
It's the most
very
expensive place,
say,
right?
It's very high class, very clean. I'll tell you what, guys, it's my second time here staying here because you guys know, Gabe, I have a house down here, but I've been staying here up at Ocean Resort. What a beautiful casino. I mean, beautiful hotel. It smells of lavender. It's terrific, but it is very well kept, and you can't really get out of hand here.
Yeah, I think it's well, I'll show you the website. If you look it up, Cam, it's basically the Wynn or something, but it's on the beach on the ocean.
Exactly.
They're charging $900 a room. For Friday and Saturday. It's ridiculous.
$900 for a night?
$900, Kevin.
In Atlantic City. Wow.
Well, even the wind's only 330 here, 280 or something.
I'll say this, guys. This is... go ahead.
Yeah, rigs. I'm just saying, I could do an all-inclusive in Cancun 11 days for that price for the room.
Well, that's why nobody wants to come. And Steel City Steve's coming from Pittsburgh. But Riggs got the rooms comp. Riggs gambles all the time. Riggs, said, hey, I got the room comp. So fortunately, I'm just going to pass out in Riggs's suite on Friday and Saturday night. 900 a freaking night. But you're right. Listen, we'll be there. I'll check it out. That's where we're going to roll into tomorrow. We'll go right to the oceans and stuff. We're going to have a meet up with people. But I want to get out. I don't want to hang around because I've heard the same thing. I heard the book's kind of small. I'd rather go to where the more party sports book is, at least on Saturday afternoon.
If I were you guys, and again, I mean, I've been at Ocean since Tuesday, and I'm in a suite myself, and I know they told me down when I checked in, like, they're pumping the room price up. But, yeah, I mean, I would go to Tropicana. They have a pretty decent-sized book. I mean, it's not huge, but, it's better for like, millennials and people that want to party. Ocean is for your crowd that's in their 50s and 60s that, want to go out to dinner and that's that. But yeah, I would head down to Tropicana. That's a great place to go. They got a lot of waitresses and it's pretty lively.
Big man on campus with us. All right. So second half here, Belmont, Maryland, 40-34. You know what, Cam? I'm going to send you a play right now. All right.
Okay. I'm here.
Send you a play right now on over second H. Belmont.
Funny you say that. I was just going to tell you that. I kind of like that play. I mean, neither team is really shooting the ball particularly well, but yep, here we are, 74 points in the first half. Camp. Neither's really gotten hot either. So yeah, I like that play, Gabe. Actually, over 80 and a half.
Exactly. I got the in game here, whatever in game or second half, whatever. Cam, get it in here. Belmont's. That's going to be our first official play on the show here today. It'll be a documented play. We promise we'll keep track of the record throughout the tournament for better or worse. And there's going to be a worse coming eventually because we've been pretty freaking lucky at the end of these games so far today. I already had a piece cam of Murray State. As you see, I'm just sprinkling a little bit more. I already have Murray State and I already have the over in that game. What did you do? What did you bet, big man, today? Instead of just asking you about the games and stuff, which games did you bet? What do you have tickets on?
I had Yale plus 8. I got that a little earlier this week. I had a small play on New Mexico State. They covered. Got a better line on them. I also took Northeastern last night. I took them plus 7. Yeah. And then I have Wofford
right
tonight. Yeah, I got Wofford tonight. I was considering it. I was close, guys, on Nevada. While I hate Nevada, you and I kind of talked about this, I think, last week, you, me, and Cam, about just I like Florida and everything. I just think Nevada is too good for them. I think they'll find a way to win this game. I don't love Nevada long term, but I think at least in this game they find a way. And then I do in that Murray game. I was close on the over. I think that game, the only thing I'm worried about is Marquette is real dependent on threes. They like to go quick. And I get a weird feeling Murray has a pretty good defensive game here. We've seen some of these games start out a bit slow. But, yeah, I've taken some of these dogs and have just kind of prayed. Yale was a good one. I mean, I think they were like 7 for like 35 from three. And, Oni had a terrible game, and they still found a way to cover, which I was to the moon with that.
And we got lucky, Big, because as you stated, they were like 7-7 or whatever it was. And most of those 7 made shots came in the last few minutes of the game.
We got that.
Guys, I've been so focused. So just for the record, Northeastern and Kansas are tied at 9 right now, 5 minutes in. 40-34, so me and Big Man are in agreement. Second half over Belmont and Maryland. Second half over Belmont and Maryland. I've been so focused on sort of each game and my bets as I'm going along throughout the day here. So as Jeff mentioned, Florida and Nevada, that's the next one up. So Murray State and Marquette hasn't tipped off yet. That's going to be tipping off in a matter of minutes. And then the next slate begins with Florida and Nevada. Cam, have you done putting my picks in yet? And I'll throw you the microphone.
Yeah, I'm having problems with the Belmont pick. I'm putting in the Murray State pick. I can't find it. It just says off. So I'm just still working on it.
Just do the end
game. Okay, I will.
Hey, Gabe, I kind of want to point one thing out. I'm kind of liking the over in this stuff.
And a half, Cam, in game.
I'm kind of liking the over in this Gonzaga game, over 152.5.
I agree.
I mean, Gonzaga's well rested. I think they're going to – they could put up 90. I think they could put 100 up on Fairleigh Dickinson. FDU coming in to travel after a long game the other night. They have elevation here. I think this is like a – this could be like a 98 – you know, 70 type of game or something. I could see Gonzaga putting up a ton of points here.
I agree, big man.
153.5. You want it? 153.5. Done. It's in.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that'll be documented. Belmont, Maryland over second half. I can't disagree with that pick, actually. I was thinking the same thing, big man, about that game. And especially Gonzaga coming off that loss. They want to set the table. A few likes to, like, kill teams. You know what I mean? He likes to sort of get his team focused and score 85-90. So have you decided, Cam, what you're going to do with the Florida-Nevada game? Are you going to pass on it?
No, I'm not passing.
I'm thinking about the over 135. Was 132.5 up to 135.
I agree with you. I think I'm with Big Man. I think I'm going to take Nevada in this spot. I think Florida's getting a little bit of love. I think Nevada's the play. I'm with you guys. Originally, Gabe, I was thinking Seton Hall. The more I think about it, Wofford's a good team. I'm probably going to lay the money line there, 145. Other games I'm looking at, a lot of people do you like – you like Murray State. Eh? I was just thinking about Marquette showing up, ever having such a lackluster end of their season. I think this is the type of game they could show up in, but that's what I pulled the trigger on right now.
Paid me at your own peril, Cam.
Exactly. The way things are going, yeah.
No, listen, you're right. I don't know. St. John's played like crap against Marquette. They were sort of mediocre last night. We'll see. We had Pete Gillum on the Gillum this morning, and he says he thinks Marquette is tired. He likes Murray State in this game.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Ready and Rage, our radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Me and Cam had a little disagreement earlier, a little friendly back and forth, big man. And I was surprised that you doubted this, Cam. I was surprised. So, big man, what would you say if I told you, who do you think hits better free throws, like women or men? Like, we were talking about, like, it's inconsistent, like, kids. I was talking about Alfie. Like, remember, this is, like, a long time ago, but I'm sure you've seen the story with Jim Valvano. So Jim Valvano wins a national championship. He's running around looking for someone to hug. Don't give up. Never give up. May he rest in peace. But he won because he started fouling over, like, 5 minutes left, and they couldn't hit free throws. And he extended the game. Yep. He played the free throw game. So I said, I don't know why coaches don't do this. You're running out of time. The other team hits like 57 or 60% of their free throws only. Just put them on the line consistently over and over and over and over in the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, St. Bonaventure actually did it the other day against St. Louis.
And did they play themselves back in the game doing it? I bet you it worked up a little bit, right?
No, they did. They had a shot at the end. Donnie Wrightside and I got into it because Donnie Wrightside was talking about how bad of a play it was. And I said, what are you talking about? It's a bad play. They're the second worst free throw shooting team in the country. And exactly. You know, they kept missing one and ones. And St. Bonaventure had a shot right at the end. It'll win the game. And you got to do anything you can. You got to figure out ways. Man, and
it's like
if you
being
go
on
one
death
for
row.
Two,
it's like being on death row. If you can get an appeal for another day, you take it. You know what I mean? It's like,
you keep on appeals.
You know what I mean? You get that appeal when you can. So I was just stating, I think women hit free throws at a better clip. And so college, Spenny Mac, great job, Spenny Mac. Spenny Mac found it, Cam. So NCAA is like, what was it, 69, 70%, right on the 69%? 70%. 70.58%, Cam, NCAA men. NBA this year was 76%.
That's, yep.
WNBA, 79%.
Oh, I thought you were saying, okay. In my defense, I thought it was NCAA women.
No, and we're going to get the women too. We're going to get the women too.
I want to see what the NCAA women is. It can't be better than the guys. If it is,
and it will be better than 70%. I'm telling you, I'd be willing to bet like $1,000 on this.
Well, I'm not willing to bet $1,000.
No, I'm not challenging you. I don't have the $1,000 to lose. So,
nor do I.
Yeah, I'm not challenging you on it, but I'm telling you, it's like. We're going to get it. Spenny Max on it. We're on top of this. All right, guys. So, all right, we're going to track the second half here. Florida, Nevada.
Yeah, I actually have a thought, bro. Yo, real quick on that. I actually think, like, if you're a woman, like, I'm not trying to say, like, men, I mean, obviously men have broader shoulders, bigger arms, more power in their arms a lot of time. I don't know, maybe just some just overshoot it sometimes, just shoot it too hard. I don't know. I would say like 73, 74% for a woman. Listen, if you said to me, you have to make two fast shots to win a game today, I'll be honest. I would take a high-level, like, Connecticut player at, like, yeah, I agree.
Give me, like, Sue Bird or, like, Becky. You think Becky Hammond's missing free throws?
Yeah.
Swish.
I 100% agree.
Yeah. That's 90%.
I agree.
Let me look up.
Give
Becky
me Maya
Hammond.
Moore any day.
Yeah, let me see Becky Hammond. Becky Hammond career stats.
She might be at 80, what's she at, like 80 something?
Yeah, well, 83. I'm getting a little extreme just because she is one of the best female players ever, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a court of law and, you know, I'm really starting to sweat a lot. Like, I don't have much empirical data to back it up. I'm just saying on the percentage.
All right, yeah,
I think the top women are really high, but the bottom are less than the guys. And
they're not.
The averages will be close.
Chicks can hit. It's like golf, Cam. Can't chicks keep it in the fairway more than men?
Oh, definitely. They hit the fairways
same,
a lot.
It's the same theory. Yeah.
Excellent point.
Sue Bird career, 85.2% from
solid.
Becky Hammond, 89.7%.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'd take both of them over any NBA player, except that's like J.J. Redick. I'd take J.J. Redick, but that's you know, that's hard to find a 90% NBAer.
Dude, 1 year she hit 96%.
That's unreal.
That's insane. Like 96%. That's like, guys, that's basically 100%. Like you know, like to hit 96% of your free throws. I'm telling you, Cam, WNBA games is free money at the free throw line. Swish, swish, swish. They don't miss. Okay, so let's get into the games here. Back, we're getting sidetracked here.
I'm not trying to keep laboring on this. Elena Deladon, 93% in her career.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah. And she's a modern player. Exactly.
That's amazing. Wow.
All bringing we're missing, a lot, bringing
all
a lot
we're missing
to
is
the
for
table.
Cam to lose this lawsuit right now in a court of law. We just need
the
final NCAA.
I'm already on the ropes. I just want, if Benny Mac can find the NCAA women's average, that would be great, and then you can rest your case. And I'll say I'm
wrong. There's 25 or more career WNBAers that have a percentage at 85 or higher.
All right, here we go. So, Cam, he found it.
Wow. Yeah.
69.26.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. You would have lost $1,000.
I could have won. I could really use that $1,000. The guy's on fire too.
compared to 70.58, buddy.
Ooh, that's a tight
not
one.
Too far,
like
so,
so
I was
in other words,
right.
let's continue. They're the
it
same.
Is top
that's
heavy.
The same.
It's top heavy with the best chicks are like 92, 93, and the some of them are just bad, like straight up bad.
It's
right?
Not even one percentage point better.
Well, it's still better.
Well, you win. This is no, you know what? You're like OJ. You're walking out of the courtroom free, but everyone knows you're guilty.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit, Gabe.
In your case, if the golf shirt doesn't fit,
yeah,
that'd be
the
great.
Golf shirt's that'd tight.
Cam's trying to.
He's all right.
He was wearing an El Cortez golf shirt when he hit someone over the head with a golf club. Make him try the shirt on.
Oh boy, yeah.
Yeah, like Spenny Mac. Yeah. Spenny Mac is saying
thanks,
top
Benny.
Heavy. Yeah, you're the one that's top heavy.
I am top heavy, top heavy. True.
Yeah. Kyle Hambrick says, congrats. You win a free 5-piece lemon pepper wing, chicken wing. I owe you a meal. I owe you a meal for that one.
I appreciate that. Thanks. I could use a
you
meal.
You won by like percentage points, bro, but
it was a close shave, Gabe. Close shave.
But I said women overall, and I did say NBA. So therefore, if I said NBA, WNBA was in play as well.
Yeah. You're right. I thought it was NCAA men versus NCAA women. But anyway, I'll take a wing. I'll take anything I can get. It's all good.
Big man.
What are we doing with these games tonight, Gabe? That's
Villanova St. Mary's. Yeah. You know what? I never like taking unders. This was at 130, big man, down to 128.5 right now. I don't like doing it, but also, listen, Big Man's not a Villanova fan. But he is in Philly, so you know this team.
No, I hate him.
you know what? I saw their fans, honestly. Actually. I saw their fans. I was at the Big East tournament, right, last week. And
they're lame, aren't they?
You know what? Lame. They were kind of hot, but they were kind of like snobby. Not snobby,
yep.
But sort of suburban.
Entitled?
Yep. Hot chicks. Yeah, like kind of richish. Like they were rich. Yeah. They were going to Versa. Like I didn't see any Seton Hall fans at Versa camp. You know what I'm saying? Were going to a high. Like after the game, big man, like, you know, like all the Creighton fans went to Hooters across the street from MSG. Villanova fans went to this like 5-star snobby bar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's not surprising.
That doesn't surprise me.
You hate them, huh?
Thing is, no, they're just people, like, they're just like lame. Like they're all like live out. Like you got to realize, it's called the Main Line. It's like out in west of Philadelphia. It's like a 10-minute train ride. It's like Ardmore Main Line. It's like huge houses. It's like gated communities, and like all the people that work in Philadelphia, like law firms and stuff like that, they all live out there. And it just, I don't know. They have Jay Wright. He's like a GQ guy. I don't know. It's like,
you know, Jay Wright seems all right.
He's a good coach. He's just. Yeah. He just fits that school perfectly, like just the way they're better looking than. Yeah, no, I think the unders. I mean, you got two incredibly slow teams here. I have a big feel in this game. I think if you could have got 130, I think you got a good number.
What about Villanova, big man? Down to four now, though. Like, isn't that a little low, bro? The defending.
Starting to get a little low, yeah.
Is St. Mary's? Ooh, you beat Gonzaga once in the last 13 times or something, Cam. You're getting Villanova minus
That's
four.
The thing.
Come on, man. Give me Jay Wright and his nice fancy suits and his perfect manicured hair, big man.
Yeah, well, if St. Mary's didn't beat Gonzaga in that game, that line's 6.5-7, right?
Dude, if St. Mary's doesn't beat them, they're not in this tournament. They're in the NIT.
That's another excellent point. True. And the line would be 7 if they met in the NIT. Yeah. Sorry, big man.
I agree with you guys. He does. Yeah. He's like George Clooney of basketball coaches.
Yeah, it's very true. Nespresso, Jay Wright.
I mean, none of us need to, like, I mean, none of us are saying anything wrong here, but, like, Jay Wright's a good-looking guy. Like, he dresses well. He's got the suits on all the time. Like, if you know Villanova, he fits that university perfectly. Like, he's the guy that, like, you know, he's got, like, the three kids, and they're all like at prep schools and stuff. And
what's his wife
typical,
look like?
Prep school. She's a pretty older woman in her 40s or 50s. They actually have a shore house in the same town I do, in, down the shore.
Well, you know, Morenci, I believe big man's points. You know, my buddies who are rich, you met them once at the bar. It's funny. One of the guys went to Villanova for baseball, the other guy went to Michigan. and they're both loaded. Millionaires. So
there you go.
You answered your own
question.
I
tell you, big man.
Rich schools.
You know, you can tell he's it's a real marriage. He doesn't have a trophy wife. Like, and she's like, she's like the average. You know what I mean? She's not an attractive old lady.
She's kind of
regular.
Not saying,
yeah, exactly. She looks like a type of lady that'd be a member in a rich golf club.
Exactly.
I like the disdain Cam and big man had. Jay Wright. Yeah, he's. It's all good looking and stuff.
Hey, I'm with Big Man.
You guys are silly. You don't want that. You guys want like a Martelli type. You know, balding old guy. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. I want a guy with like skin problem.
John Chaney with a towel stressed out.
Yes, Big Bang's Rob, under that, your eyes. Feet down.
He's not incredibly, like, he's just not incredibly relatable. That's all. You know, like, here I think we feel like everyone should look like us, act like us, be like us. He's a great guy, great coach. He just, you know, he's kind of better looking than all of us.
When do you speak for yourself? when do you think the last time, Cam, that Jay Wright ate Taco Bell? Like, I imagine if you gave Jay Wright Taco Bell, it'd be like waterboarding someone. Like, he'd be sick for a week after, bro. Like, you know,
he's not
kale,
like that.
Salad dish.
You know, he's really not like that. I've met him once or twice actually at the shore, and like he's a pretty cool guy. Like, he's not one of those, like, well, he's like better looking and like better at everything than me, but like he's not like that guy. Like, he is a cool, down to earth guy. I feel like I don't really relate him to like Villanova people. He just kind of like represents them well. He kind of he's kind of a lot like they are, you know.
He looks like an NBA coach, dude.
He doesn't buy his suits at Men's Warehouse, 3-for-1. He gets a tailored suit.
Oh, no.
Pretty simple.
Imagine, like, bringing Jay Wright to Moore's.
Oh, yeah, he puked.
He's kind of like he's kind of like John Gotti. He's like the John Gotti of coaching.
Yeah.
I'm more of like the soldier on the – I'm like the soldier on the street. He's more of like the boss type, you know. Got a tailored suit and stuff.
Hey, listen, I think Jay Wright's one of the few college coaches that can coach in the NBA seamlessly. Yep. I think he can walk right into the NBA and be successful.
And I'd take him in Philly any day of the week.
Yeah, and that team with the Philadelphia 76ers. All right, hang in here, big man. We'll be back in a second, and we'll figure out level two here.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Maryland Terrapins have taken a three-point lead, 56-53. They've stormed out of the gate here in the second half, outscoring Belmont 22-13 right now. So we've got a game going on. We've got the over 153.5. The second half over worked out to 153.5. In-game total is now 158.5. Meanwhile, the Murray State Racers are off and running here against Marquette, the Golden Eagles, two of the top scorers. Not 1-2, but, you know, only two of the top 10 scorers in college basketball actually made the tournament this year. And they actually have Howard and Ja Morant, who's actually going to be the third pick in the NBA draft this year on Murray State. Should be a fun basketball game. There's Howard for three right away, and let the fun and games begin. So, big man, I don't know what you want to do. It's up to you. We've got a news update here. Camden gets an update. We could call you back in like 10 minutes, or you can go down to the book, and we'll see you tomorrow. We've got Babano joining us in a 5 o'clock hour, or we could just bring Babano on with Big Man as well, and you can surprise him and bust his balls. I went after Babano pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. I'll stay on if you guys want. I can just mute my phone and you do what you want. It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, call me back. Whatever.
He's the king of awkwardness, right? Like, he really is. So, like, our boy Pete Loshak, not with SBR anymore. And you know, so instead of just, you know, saying, hey, all the best, Pete, Babano's got to send him a tweet saying, hey, Pete, it was fun doing videos with you. All the best. I know it must be hard after being let go by SBR. Like, he knows he was let go by SBR. Does it need to be told? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like 12 years. It's like, you know, like it's like knowing your buddy got divorced after 12 years. Instead of just saying, hey, what's up? How are things going, bro? You all right? Yeah. Hey, too bad about that divorce.
That
huh?
Divorce. You guys
real
breaking
rough.
Up, huh?
Lost the house, huh? Too bad about that. Huh? I'm
sorry. Yeah, I
know. You know what I mean?
Had to park
yeah,
the
I know.
Car.
It's not just, hey, I wish you the best. It's just like, he's got to make it worse somehow.
he does. He yeah. doesn't mean to, though. He's a good guy. He just gets nervous.
Yeah,
and
he
means
well. Yeah, he means well. All right. Yeah, we'll get you back. Oh, we'll get back.